All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. And a lot of fans here in town are having a real problem with Luka wearing a Lakers uniform, the shocking trade of now almost 4 weeks ago. Well, we thought we would help those fans deal with this as we welcome into the studio our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig. Good
morning.
Good morning, non-Craig. It's so great to be with you guys. Hold on just a moment. I just need to see about my morning koofy.
I have this koofy. Are you okay?
Oh, God. Oh, gosh, you got a big load down my throat there.
Dr. Maxwell.
A load of coffee like just sitting right there.
And it won't happen.
I heard you guys talking as I was driving my Prius up here for my appearance. I want to say something. I want to go on record.
You got a sports opinion?
I want to go on record. Yes, I like the Tush Push.
The Tush Push.
I love the Tush Push. Yes, okay. I don't want to see it go away.
I knew you would like it.
And I like it so much better than the Bush Push from 2005. Does anyone remember that?
Reggie Bush pushing Matt Lloyd.
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's just kind of, ugh, gross. You know,
well, I mean, same thing, really.
Now, to be fair, in 2005, I thought I was into the Bush Push. But, you know, after exploring more of my deepest thoughts and feelings, I came to the conclusion that it just wasn't for me. So I love the Tush Push.
Very interesting.
Love it. In fact, I have a new illustrated book detailing all the most successful Tush Pushes by the Eagles, and it's really great. The photography and it's wonderful, and it's really zoomed in shots and a lot of arrows pointing to different areas of interest.
Oh, blocking and angles, you mean?
No, more photography angles.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it's really, it's a beautiful, beautiful koofy table book that you can get. It's by me and the grandson of Robert Mapplethorpe. We did this book together. So I brought you guys each one of those. The illustrated
Look at this. That's great.
Yes. And then we missed Duke Butte, Biscuit Butte.
Yes, we have to talk about Biscuit Butte.
But what?
Basketball.
Yeah,
okay.
E-break alert.
Yeah, E-break.
He mispronounced something earlier. But yes, there are so many emotions right now for the NBA fan in Dallas and Fort Worth.
Yes.
Because I want to tell you, my spirituality business is busier than ever. Fan therapy sessions are up 739%.
Wow.
Yes, I've been seeing so many fans who are having a herd team with the Luka trade.
Yeah.
And look, this Luka trade is not just another trade. It isn't. And I've heard certain radio talk show hosts who are telling people to just get over it.
Oh,
well,
boy.
You know what?
You too, huh?
That may be easy for an out-of-touch talk show host who lives in his ivory tower, taking joy and ignoring the feelings of others and caring about nothing but his country band and his own series of orgasms.
What?
But to most of us, the Luka trade was a death. We experience this as a death of spirit's possibilities. It's a death of a marriage we all thought was going to last forever. So as with any death, there are stages of grief that one must go through. And as a quick brief primer on what are the stages of grief, it's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Yes, and at first, didn't we all go through denial?
Yes.
Didn't we all think we were being ball-sacked?
Yes.
Huh? We were in that first stage of grief, denial.
Okay. Yeah.
Then everyone moved on to the next stage that I think most of us are still in, and that is anger. Anger at Nico Harrison!
Okay, well, when do we get to acceptance?
Anger at anyone who's not as angry as we are!
Jeez.
Then we'll move into bargaining, and I think that's where we start thinking, oh, maybe there's an upside to this trade. Maybe there's something that we don't know about. Oh, maybe it'll work out. Maybe this will be great. Maybe I'll find a husband to marry, and we can adopt five Vietnamese children.
What?
You know, all those things that we do in response to the third stage. Then, of course, we get to depression, and this is when everyone stops eating and starts sitting around thinking about how to recreate their own Hackman scene in their own home or whatever.
What?
And then finally we get to acceptance. This is when people finally accept that Nico Harrison sucks and didn't hear anything about this team from the very beginning because Rob Palenka is his little butt boy.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck in stage two. You cannot fault me. I'm still stuck in stage two. I'm still angry.
You're supposed to be the professional, though, guiding people
through
this.
That is so true. Thank you, Craig.
Guiding feelings.
And I, you know what? And I need to open myself up to you, Craig.
That's okay.
I want to go wide open for you.
You don't have to
do
that.
You just
do
whatever you want. Whatever you want to me.
I didn't realize you were such a big Luca fan.
What?
Luca fan.
Yes. Luca. Lucas, his name is Lucas, the way his name is pronounced. I brought some books for you. And this one is about fan devastation, which is what we're experiencing right now. People are experiencing People are experiencing an appreciable amount of fan devastation.
Okay.
Open your ears.
You're overmodulating.
Sorry. This is called Fan Devastation. Why couldn't it have been Dak? By Carlton Maxwell and Stephen A. Smith. Did you know that Nico has just come out with a book?
Really?
Oh. Yes. I don't expect it to sell well because he's not very popular But it's by Nico Harrison. It's called Why Didn't I Just Trade Dwight Powell?
It probably would have been a better
been
idea.
Better, yes. And then any Cowboy fans in the house?
Sure, they're everywhere.
Cowboy fans in the his house!
Don't do that.
This is called Finally, I'm Not the Worst GM in Town Anymore by Jerry Jones. And hey, let's talk. There are some other Mavericks, believe it or not. There are other Mavericks in history other than Luki.
There are.
But this is called My Favorite Ticket Stock Appearance by Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh.
Yes.
His only ticket stock appearance.
Yes.
But.
Yes, it's authenticated by Larry Brown. And this one, I brought this.
The book was authenticated?
Yes, it was authenticated. And then this, I brought a copy for each of you.
Oh, thank you.
To one of you, this won't be a big surprise. It's called Finally, Why I'm So Out of Touch with What the Mavs Fans Feel by George Denham.
Right.
Yes.
You know, there's an exit door right over there.
Oh, I'll show you an exit door.
Okay. There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
I think his favorite stage of all of that was stage one in denial. Because he thought he was getting ball sacked, which we all know he likes.
Also enjoys.